We're starting a new series on the book of Joshua. So if you would, go ahead and get your Bibles opened up to the book of Joshua. It is in the Old Testament, after Deuteronomy, after the books of Moses. This is going to be an eight-week series. We do have some interruptions between as we have missionaries, pauses, rather. They're not interruptions, they're pauses as we go through this series because we do have missionaries scheduled. And so it's going to take us, I believe, all the way through, if I counted right, it'll take us all the way through November, and then we'll be able to start December with a Christmas series. But I want to start today by saying this. We're not called to play it safe. As Christians, we're not called to play it safe. In fact, what we're called to do is to take ground. And who are we taking that ground from? The enemy. We want to gain ground for the Lord, not give up ground. And so today, I'm just making the declaration that it starts today. Today is when we start taking that ground. As we start this eight-week series on the book of Joshua, Strong and Courageous, today's title is, This is Your Moment. This is your moment. We're going to see how this title plays in to today's message. But when you start the book of Joshua, Joshua is seen stepping in to the leadership position after Moses died. If you know anything about Joshua and the story, the people are on the edge of the promised land. So they had to wander the desert for 40 years, had to wait until that generation passed, and then Moses made some mistakes. Who's made mistakes? Moses made some mistakes. He got to see the promised land. He did not get to enter the promised land of the Israelites. Everything that all of Israel had been waiting for is right in front of them. And what we're going to see here is that God doesn't give Joshua a blueprint. He doesn't say, this is how everything's going to go. He didn't give him a battle plan. He gave him a command. And that command, be strong and courageous. We're going to dive into that a little bit more. But if you don't, open your Bibles. If you don't already have it, open your Bibles this morning. And I'm going to give you some context as you turn to Joshua chapter 1. What I would like to say about the book of Joshua is a leadership transition book. It is how we properly transition to leadership. Moses is gone. The people of Israel have been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And now it's time to move them forward into the land that God had already promised them. The book of Joshua, if you've ever read it, you know that it is filled, it is filled with battles, it is filled with miracles, it is filled with mistakes, and it is filled with significant victories. But more than anything, what we need to understand is it shows what happens when people of God trust Him fully and follow Him even when it's hard. So go back to that song. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. I believe that just fits so well here because people who trust God and follow Him when it's hard are the ones that the Lord shows up for. They're the ones that the Lord is with because it shows that He is with us through all of it. And the Lord is the one calling us today to be strong and courageous. Joshua, like a lot of us in here, was just a man. Joshua was just a man. He didn't have Moses' resume, but God chose him. God spoke to him, and God used him to lead the entire nation of Israel into the promised land. And maybe today, you're sitting out here, you're hearing this, life has been tough, and you find yourself standing in a moment where God is calling you to take that step of faith. Can I just encourage you this morning that you should? You should take that step of faith. You should step out and trust the Lord. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, we're about to read that. We hear the very heart of God calling Joshua forward into faith. He is calling us forward into faith as well today, because we're going to hear some pretty awesome things here. Let's go ahead and read our scripture this morning. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give him, to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wow. What a powerful scripture to start off this series. What we see here is God is not giving Joshua a detailed battle plan. What's going to happen Monday? Here's what's going to happen Tuesday. Here's what's going to happen on Wednesday. But instead, we see God giving Joshua a charge. He's charging Joshua with something. And right from the start, we see it repeated over and over. Did anybody hear the repeat? What was it that was repeated? Hey, you guys are smart. Be strong and courageous. We see that God says it over and over, not once, not twice, but three times in just those handful of verses there. And that tells us something important. What does it tell us? Joshua, let's look at this. Joshua's getting ready to go in and start taking land from other countries. It's a very bloody book of the Bible, is it not? Do you think he was scared? Remember, Joshua was one of the 12 spies that crossed over and came back with Caleb and said, hey, we need to go now because the Lord has given it to us. They saw the giants. They saw the people and all that they had. But there's got to be a part of him that is sitting here a little bit fearful. And so what this tells us is that God knows that we're going to wrestle with fear. We're going to wrestle with fear in life as he calls us to do things and wants us to take important steps in our life or giving things up, whatever it may be. God knows that we're going to wrestle with fear. So we're going to start right there today. And the first truth that we need to hear is this. God says, be brave. Be brave. Verse 9 shows us, If you still have your Bibles open, look at verse 9. Verse 9 is going to show us that courage is not optional. Rather, it's commanded. And we see that in verse 9. Have I not what? Commanded you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. Joshua likely felt very overwhelmed with the task at hand. He had been followed. He had even followed Moses for 40 years, had gone through life following Moses' leading. And now he finds himself in charge, leading Israel into the promised land. Probably one of the most important things that can take place And so what I need to slow down and say is we need to not mistake God's words here as a pep talk. This is not a pep rally before the home football game. This is not getting us prepped to go in into the boxing match and make sure that we take out. Instead, what's happening here, it's not a pep talk. God is saying, I command you. This is non-negotiable. A command is pretty non-negotiable, right? The Lord has said, I command you. So we're going to dig in for a moment on the idea of courage. Because I believe for us today, it's a little bit lost in translation. We seem to think that courage is not quite what it is. We have different ideas about it. And we likely view courage as a feeling. Do you know that courage is not a feeling? Courage is not a feeling. Instead, courage is something we do. It's a decision to obey God even when we're afraid. Courage is a decision to obey God even when we are afraid. See, culture tells us that courage is self-generated. Just think good thoughts, think good about it, the outcome is going to be good, and you'll have courage. But that's not what God says. What God says is that courage is spirit-led because we're taking that step of faith in obedience to Him. Our impact statement on this, courage isn't about being fearless, it's about being faithful when fear shows up. Courage isn't about being fearless, it's about being faithful when fear shows up. So what we see here is that God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous, but He doesn't just leave him with that command. It's not just, that's all, and then I'm done. He actually shows Joshua how he is to walk in courage. And it's not hype. Again, this isn't a pep rally. This isn't hyping him up. It's not about Joshua's personality. It's not about our personality. God points Joshua to something deeper. The book of the law. The book of the law. God's word. God says, stay in the word. And then this just also goes back to when I seek you, then I find you. And when I find you, the more I love you. This principle, I'm going to find ways to weave it through the whole circuit just because it works and it's true. And so that is the second truth for us today, is to stay in the word. And this comes from verses 7 and 8. And the gist is this, be careful to obey all the law. Meditate on it day and night. Your success, Joshua's success, was not tied to your charismatic abilities. He was not a charismatic leader. He didn't have battle strategies that they would write about and celebrate for how he did things. His success was tied on one thing and one thing alone. How deeply God's word lived in him. So I ask that of you today, how deeply does God's word live in you? See, that's a great truth for us too. Our strength, our success, they are tied to Scripture. They are tied to how deeply God's word lives in us. When we live in a way that reflects Christ, we're going to start seeing courage flow from that deep-seated word in our life. The more rooted we are in the word of God, guess what? The stronger we stand when trials come. Who's had a trial this week? Anybody? All the students should have raised their hand. They had to go back to school on Monday. And it wasn't a Wednesday through Friday. It was a Monday through Friday type of a deal. Terrible scheduling back there, Tim. A whole week of the first week of school. Listen, there may be trials that happen in our life, but when we are rooted in the Word of God, and I know that is such a shallow comparison, but I think it just also shows that when the harder things of life come, the stronger that we can stand because we have the truth of the Lord backing us and standing us up. If you've ever walked through the biggest challenge of your life, look back to that moment and ask yourself, where was I rooted in the Word of God? Because likely you're going to see that the only thing that you had was the Word of God, was the truth of the Word in your life. So when the Word is in your heart, obedience and boldness follow. So if you're not currently reading God's Word daily, get on a Bible reading plan. Get on a Bible reading plan. This is your call to action right now, this morning. You should be consuming the Word of God every single day. Every single day. Set a rhythm. Make it a priority. Maybe you can start the morning by being in the Word. Maybe read a key verse from your reading midday, and then sometime in the evening, reflect on the impact of what you read that day. It's going to look different for every single person in here. But if we don't consume the Word of God, how effective can we actually be? How fragile is our faith when we're not backed by the promises of Scripture? So make it a priority to get in the Word of God. Our impact statement is a courageous life begins with a consistent Word life. A courageous life begins with a consistent Word life. So if you need some courage, get yourself in to the Word of God. So first, we see that God tells Joshua to be brave. Then we see that he tells him to stay grounded in the Word, because that's where strength and direction come from. But even with courage, backed by the Word of God, there's one more thing that the Lord needs to hear. And I believe in every fiber of my being, somebody needs to hear this today. And if it's not you, then it's me. I don't know. God reminds him of the one thing that never changes. And it's the one thing that also changes everything. I will be with you wherever you go. That brings us to the third truth, that you're not alone. The Lord has just said, I will be with you wherever it is that you go. And this is my favorite point. Listen, I wrote all of this before today. I don't know why things are the way they are today, but the Lord does. And I believe when we take time to pray over the sermon and pray over the people that are going to be here today, the Spirit puts things into motions that we're never going to understand until there's a day that we are in heaven. So we're going to take just a moment here to appreciate this fact that you are not alone. You are not alone. To understand that the presence of the Lord is with us every day, every step. Can somebody testify of the Lord's goodness in that in their life? The Creator of the universe is with you every single day. Verse 9 finishes, do not be dismayed, do not be frightened, all of this. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So when you truly examine it, is it not God's presence that is the key to courage? It is God's presence that is the key to courage. And this is the reason that Joshua is able to step up as the leader of Israel. Because God isn't sending them alone. He hasn't said, do A, B, and C, good luck. I'm going to be watching from over here. No, God says, go, and I am coming with you. My presence is with you. See, God met with Moses in a very dramatic way, from being on top of mountaintops, to the fire in the bush, to face-to-face, as we just read in Exodus 33, verse 11. And now he tells Joshua today, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. That's the same powerful promise that Jesus makes to us. If we look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So when you know that the Lord Almighty, creator of all heaven and earth, is with you, guess what happens? Fear loses its grip. Fear loses its grip on your life when you walk in those promises. So if God is with you, fear doesn't get the final say. If God is with you, now it sounds, because I really want to say, if God is for you, then who can be against you? Same principle. If God is with you, fear doesn't get the final say. So Joshua could be strong, he could be courageous, and it wasn't because he had it all figured out. Who in here has it all figured out? Not a single person. Caleb, I just want you to know, when I was your age, I would have been dumb enough to raise my hand because I thought I had the whole world figured out at that point. My dad knew nothing. I was smarter than he was. Did you know it took until about 2 months into being 21 that I was like, wow, that man was really smart. I should have listened. Anybody else? Any other guy in here do that to your dad, or was that just me? I'm just the one courageous enough to say anything about it. We don't have it all figured out. But it was simply because, it wasn't that Joshua did have it figured out, but it was because the Lord was with him. You guys need to understand, the Lord is with you. Whatever it is, each and every one of you are walking. We have health issues. We have family issues. We have finance issues. We have issues coming out of our ears. Guess who never, ever leaves you? Good job, Kelly. The Lord. He does not leave you stranded in your situation. And here's the good news for us today. That same promise that Joshua received, did you know that it doesn't stop with Joshua? What it does, it introduces as Jesus steps onto the scene generations later, and he says, surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Our Savior, Christ Jesus, is with us every single day. Joshua leads God's people into a temporary land. Jesus, he leads us into eternity. Come on. And the courage that God called Joshua to, Jesus also makes that possible for us. See, Joshua pointed forward to a better Savior, a better promise, and a better future. That person is Jesus. That is Jesus, our Savior, that points to. So this week, I need everybody's ears turned on. If you don't want to make eye contact, don't, but look at me. Don't only remember one line from today. Don't just take one thing, move on, and quickly forget it. Live out the entire message to be brave. What was the second one? Anybody? Huh? Stay in the Word. And what was the third one? You're not alone. Live out that entire message this week. Don't just hear it. It's easy to hear, right? But take hold of that truth and live it today as we start this new series. Obey God's call. What step is God asking you to take? I asked at the beginning of the message, maybe there's somebody in here that God's calling you to take a step and you're not sure if you should. Listen, take it boldly. If there's a step that the Lord has told you to take it boldly, because he is with you. Stay in the Word. Go home. Reread today's scripture. Joshua 1, 1 through 9. Can everybody remember that? The first 9 verses of the first chapter of Joshua. Every day. Read it every morning. If you haven't gotten in the rhythm of reading your Bible, Guess what? It's okay if you read the same verse, the same chapter, the same whatever for 365 days in a row. Because I promise you, every time you open it, the Holy Spirit's going to give you something different about it. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, what does it say? The more I love you. Let God's word truly sink in and give you the strength and courage you need this week. And thirdly, lean into his presence. You're not alone. So just as we sang, I want to sit back. Come on. I can't make this up. Stacy and I didn't talk, did we? We didn't talk about this. Lean into his presence. Constantly remind yourself that you are not alone because God is with you. Every single day, every moment, he is with you. The world says, be brave. Be brave on your terms. But Scripture shows us a more excellent way. It shows us to be strong and courageous because God is with us. And then that's where we can throw in, if God is for you, then who can be against you? We are to be more. Jesus has equipped each and every one of you with gifts, with ideas, with creativity. This isn't even in my notes, but I need you all to hear this morning. First and foremost, you are not a mistake. The Lord has created you in such a way that when you take what he has given you and you apply it to building his kingdom, all brakes are off. So if he's calling you to take that step this morning, I just take the step. He already knows what's going to happen. I'm going to trip and fall. But guess what? He's going to help me get up. And he's going to help me keep going. You know what's okay to trip and fall? What's not okay is not getting back up. God has created everybody in here for a purpose. Maybe you don't know what that is yet. Maybe we need to dig in. And maybe it's seeking him first. Maybe we need to spend some time seeking after the Lord. But what we need to start today for the next 8 weeks is to make the decision to be strong and courageous because God is with us. So as we step into this new series, as we step into this new season, school is back. I was telling Gordon it was like 46 degrees. I think I said 52. It was 46 degrees one morning. I walked out on the porch and I said, oh, do I love this? I love fall and all the things that it brings. It is my favorite season by far. And it's easy to just let things of life overtake you and overshadow and just keep driving you forward. Does anybody else feel like this year has just been... Guys, tomorrow's September. We just celebrated Christmas. It has gone that fast for us personally in our home. It feels like we can't get a grip on anything because it just gets by us too quickly. So we are in a new series, but listen, we're also in a new season. We're in a new season. The season is we're going to be equipped to be strong and courageous. We are going to go out and we are going to start taking that ground from Satan. We have 1,200, 1,300 people, whatever it is now, in our community. Yeah, some go to church. Let's say 10%. Let's say 20% of those 240 people go to church every Sunday that live here. What about the other 900? Church, we have some ground to start taking. We have some ground to start claiming. Gone are the days where we come and we sit and we let our ears get tickled by the words. Now is the day that we say we're going to cross and we're going to start taking the land that the Lord has promised us. I wasn't here back in the day, but I remember Eleanor talking about a vision of fire falling over this church and what this church was going to do for this community. I believe that day is before us. And if you do too, then take the charge. Take the charge seriously. I want you to remember this isn't about Joshua. It's not about something that happened years and years and years ago. No, what this is about us today, right here, right now. See, God is still calling his people to be strong and courageous. He's still leading people into new territories, territory that even requires faith, obedience, and trust in his presence. And listen, church, if we're going to live this out, if we are going to live this charge out, not just as individuals, but as a church, we need to grasp and hold on to what we've heard today. We need to obey when he calls. We need to stay rooted in his word. And most importantly, we need to never forget that he is with us. This is what gives us courage, and this is what keeps us moving. And that decision, those things, that is how we live out our mission, engaging our community for Jesus. You want to engage your community for Jesus? Start taking that land back from the enemy. Who here has a neighbor that doesn't know the Lord? Let's start by taking our neighbor's property. I don't mean raid the house and say, it's mine now. No, no. I'm talking on a spiritual level. First, we're going to be prayed up. Second, we're going to tell Satan to get out. Third, we're going to love on them and we're going to tell them about Jesus until they have no choice but to say, I also believe and I want him as well. Because our life show it, our words show it, and the Holy Spirit is radiating off of us, calling them to him. It's heavy, isn't it? But isn't that what the Lord has called us all to do? Has he called us to come and just sit and participate? Or has he said, come and get your hands dirty with me? We don't do any of this out of pressure. We don't do it in fear. We don't do it not knowing what comes next. But we do it knowing that we are not alone. We do it because we believe God wants us to reach the people right here in our community. I firmly believe that. And so this week, the command, I can't give you a command, but this week, let's give it a charge. This week, live it out. Live it out. Take that ground, not just in your life, take that ground for the kingdom of God. Amen? Let's stand to our feet this morning. If you're not walking with Jesus today, here's my charge. Now's the time to turn to him. Now's the time to make a decision for him. Here's the truth. You guys want the truth? Here it is. Sin separates you from God. Sin separates you from God. But Jesus came to make a way. He died on the cross for my sins, for your sins. He rose again, and now he offers us forgiveness and new life. But guess what it requires from you? A response. You have to repent. You have to turn away from your ways, from your sin, from your desires, and put your trust in him. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If that's you this morning, if you need to make that decision, today's the day to do it. Don't wait. Call on Jesus. Surrender your life to him. Would there be anybody today? So for the rest of us, for all of us that are following Jesus. But maybe you know that you've been holding back a little bit because you have your preferences, you have your desires. If there's something that God has asked of you and you've delayed it out of fear or uncertainty or because you really don't want to step there, this morning, this moment, right now, this is your moment to respond. We're going to take time. Come to the altar. Lay it down at the altar. Ask Him who gives His presence to give you courage, to give you strength, to strengthen your faith, and to lead you forward. This morning, we're going to take as much time as we need. If you want someone to pray with you, I'm here. The board is available. But let's stay in this moment with the Lord. This morning, let's not just hear the Word of God, but instead, let's respond to the Word of God. Amen?
Thank you.